Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Mr. Tyrone Jackson, and you're listening to the Big D Zone. I am filling in for Deshaun Porter, better known as Big D. He could not be with us today, so I am your host for this evening. I am Tyrone Jackson, and I am honored and pleased to have two beautiful ladies on the phone with me. How better can one man get? I have my co-host from Breakthrough, also a praise dancer and a book author, ladies and gentlemen, Sister Lisa Christian. And we also have a singer, a phenomenal singer. I know that she has a lot going on, so ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sky D.
Okay.
How y'all ladies doing tonight?
No, you can hear me. Nobody else can. Your guest, we can't reach him. Your other guest, he's not accepting calls at this time.
He's not accepting guests?
Correct.
I just made it so your audience can now hear me. Yes, he is not accepting calls at this time, and so we cannot reach the other person you wanted us to get on as a guest.
All right, I'll just deal who I got.
Okay.
All right. Hello, Lisa Christian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's just me and you. It's like that song, Just the Two of Us. We can make it if we try. You know me. I am the world craziest host, ladies and gentlemen. But like I say, it's an honor to be talking with my co-host from Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough. She's a praise dancer and a book author. But most of all, she's a child of God. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I hope you were excited.
A little jet lag.
Oh, all right, ladies and gentlemen, she got a little jet lag back there. But don't let Lisa fool you, okay? Because she's not bashful, all right? Lisa, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, you pretty much covered it. I'm a child of God. Represented him in holy awe. And I'm a praise dancer. I was praise dancing for 8 years. I was dancing all my life, but I started praise dancing when I was went back to church, and I was doing it for 8 years. I'm a poet. A gospel poet, and I've been doing that just for about 4 years. And, you know, starting to get into a little acting. And, you know, that just started. So we'll see where that go. And recently, you know, co-host for Tyrone Jackson Breakthrough. So I'm honored to do that. And thanks for having me, for thinking of me and choosing me. And you won't be disappointed.
I haven't been disappointed yet, so I wasn't looking forward to be disappointed. Ladies and gentlemen, you won't be disappointed if you get a chance to give Lisa a call. She's going to give you her information, but you got to get Lisa to do a praise dance. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot describe the way that this lady praise dance because it will just leave you speechless. But ladies and gentlemen, she worshiped, you know, like no other worship I have seen before. I've seen plenty of praise dancers, ladies and gentlemen. I love her poetry, too. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just really stuck on the praise dance so much because it's the way that she, you know, presents her praise dance. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to see it. But Lisa, you know, I could go on and on. I could sound like a bunch of Charlie Brown characters. But, how does it feel when people respond to you after you get a chance to minister to the people? How do that feel to you when people come and respond and say how much they enjoy you?
It feels good to know that through what I do can touch somebody's heart or even change a life. So it feels good when I have feedback so that way I know that what I'm doing, I'm on the right path because if you're ministering or whatever it is that you're doing and you don't have no feedback and people just sitting there and you don't know, sometimes you get to thinking like, okay, well, do I need to go back and you know, and do more work? You know, do I have more work to do? You know, so I like when they come to me and they're excited and they say, okay, that really changed my life or that touched my life, because now I know that what I'm doing, my work is not done in vain.
Well, that's true, because your work is not done in vain, sweetie, because you've been blessing a lot of people, and you bless me. Every time I see you praise dance, I just get a new level every time. You just go to a next level, to a next level, to a next level. And y'all got, I'm telling you, you just got to get, you got to see it, you got to see it. My words is getting a little twisted up, ladies and gentlemen, because I get excited sometimes. I'm so excited just having you part of Breakthrough also. So tell the viewers, how does it feel to be on TV? Now you're going to get people to recognize who you are. How does that feel to you?
That's like a dream come true for me, because that was something that I always wanted to do. And like I tell people, don't give up on your dreams. Even when you can't see it, just know that when you can't see something, don't mean that it's not going to take place. Sometimes you just have to be patient and let God work things out. And sometimes we like to go before Him and we mess everything up. But if we let the Lord lead the way and open them doors up for it, you can't go wrong. So I had to be patient and let Him lead and guide me, because when I was trying to do it on my own, I was messing, you know, you mess stuff up. So I'm glad, you know, it took, you know, sometimes you have to wait a couple of years, but once you get there, it'll be well worth that wait. But the key thing is patience and endurance.
And that's what it takes.
Yes.
It takes a lot of patience, and you got to hold on.
Yes, don't
go
in the house.
That's true. Because my encouraging word is, when you worry, you know, it's a sin. You get sick,
yep,
and you start to stress out. But when you have faith and you put your trust in God, you automatically going to win.
Yes.
So, you know, you have an option. You have a choice, either to worry and get sick about it or have faith and let God deal with it.
Yes.
I'm honored to let God deal with it. God said He got my back. What's my problem of me talking about handling my own problem? I don't need the problem then. Give it to God. Shoot, He take care of it.
That's right. He said give it to
Him. How's you doing?
He said give it to Him. Cast your cares and concerns upon Him. He'll direct your path.
Huh?
So, but we try to direct our own path and get discouraged and want to throw in the towel and throw away our dreams. You know, we want to take everything and put it up on the shelf. But, you know, I tell you, go get your dreams and dust it off. Polish it up.
Sure.
And get back out there.
Get that furniture polish out. You know what that furniture polish is, Lisa? It's called faith.
Yes. Put faith on your wings.
That's what you need.
Yes.
Put some faith on, you'll be all right.
Yes. Because I want to tell a story about faith, how God showed me faith. He gave me a clear picture of what faith is. And one time I was at work, and He was like, go outside. I want you to watch the birds, study the birds. So I'm like, what? So I ran outside. No, I snuck outside from work. I said, all right, well, let me get caught. Cut me. So I sat outside, and I watched the birds. And I was looking, and the Lord was like, what do you see? And I said, so I started asking questions. So the birds, you know, went from the ground up to the sky, started flying. So I said, Lord, I said, why, when they fly, when they start soaring, why don't they fall out the sky? And then He's like, well, what do you see? I said, oh, they got faith on their wings because they believe that they can fly. So what they do is they don't worry about falling. They just fly. And then they fly higher and higher, and then they soar like an eagle. So, you know, when you up there, you know, soar. But when you're soaring, remain humble. Because the faster you go up, God can bring you back down if you don't humble yourself. So that's what He was showing me. I was like, well, why they, you know, how can they, you know, you looking at Him, I say, because if I get on a building and jump off, I'm going straight down. Even now, I don't care if I flap my wings, my arms, I'm going to fall. So I said, well, how come the birds? Yeah, so I said, how come when the birds fly and they soar, because when they soar, they ain't flapping their wings. I said, so why they not falling? What's keeping them up in the sky? He said, they got faith on their wings. So, like you said, faith. Long as you got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can make it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Just have to have that faith wall. Just have to have that faith wall and believe that you can win. You can make it. you shall have what you need when you need it and more. If you have faith that you can do it and that God can get you there, trust me, that door will be open. But if you don't believe, it's impossible to please God if you have no faith. He said, oh, ye of little faith. So you have to have faith to please. In order for God to move on your behalf, you have to have faith and believe that he can do it for you when you can't do nothing. When your road comes to a dead end, it's because we're trying to walk it without him. And we're nothing without him, but you can be all things with him. And just give him a try. Trust him, and he'll direct your path. But have that faith walk.
Have that faith walk, y'all. Get them faith shoes on. All right, Lisa, I'm mad. You just excited. Now you busting out the eggshell, and you encouraging our viewers. I am so proud of you. This is the Lisa I know. ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, Lisa can talk. She can talk, y'all.
I woke up now. I'm awake now, y'all.
Are you awake? You asleep?
Yes.
What you had, some energizing faith pill?
Yes. Got a little faith.
All right.
They woke me up.
That's what I'm talking about. At least you don't have to drink all them energy drinks, huh?
That's right.
All right, Lisa. We talked about faith. We talked about you a little bit. Now, let's talk about some things that's going on in the news and see how you feel about some of these things. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
That okay?
Yes.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, girl. Holler if you hear me. Ladies and gentlemen, for those... That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, for those who just tune in, you're listening to the Big D Zone. And Big D could not be with us today, but he'll be back with us soon. But I am your host for today, Tyrone Jackson, and I'm here with Lisa Christian. And you know what? I don't mean no disrespect to Big D, but we're going to call this the Breakthrough Experience Radio right now. Big D going to have to kill me, ladies and gentlemen, later on. But it is still the Big D Zone. But tonight, we're going to call it the Breakthrough Experience. All right. And I'm not Whitney Williams. All right, y'all.
So how you doing?
All right.
How you doing?
I love Lisa, y'all. She's fun. All right, Lisa, I have read this paper called Metro. I received it this morning. I always get Metro, and I don't know if y'all get it in your town, but I know it's come from New York, and it's called Metro. And it was speaking on this young man named Gizo, and he said, was he going to kill Obama? Now, they say a man authorities said was keeping weapons and military-style gear in his hotel room, and the car appeared in court Thursday. No charges. He threatened to kill Obama. Raymond Hunter Gizo, I hope I got his name right, ladies and gentlemen. Forgive me if I don't. At the age of 22, was arrested by Secret Services last Saturday, according to someone in a training class, for bail bondsman, Diesel referred to Obama with a racial comment and say, if he gets elected, I will assassinate him myself. How you feel about that, Lisa?
I heard that on the news. I don't know if it was last night. I think it was last night or yesterday. I heard that on the news. They were saying that he said he was going to kill Obama and George W. Bush. he's going to kill both of them. Yeah, he said he was going to kill both of them. That's what they were talking about on the news. That he said he was going to kill Obama and
kill Bush.
Yeah, I don't know.
And what is the reason? You know, I'm not going to make this a racial issue because I don't want to jump on that. But my thing is, you know, I think that America is probably not ready for an African-American to come to be a president of the United States. I think they're afraid. I don't know why. That's my opinion. Well, what's your opinion?
Well, according to that, I don't think it's so much as racial, because they don't like Bush neither, and they wanted, it was a couple of times where they tried to kill him too. It was some things I read on the internet where I forgot where he was at, but somebody threw a bomb, one of them grenades, up on the thing where he was giving a speech. But they got, you know, they got him out of there just in time. So that's why when on the news they said Obama and Bush. So if they after Bush too, so it can't be something racial. This person is just sick in the head. And
you're
they,
right. Well, we won't say sick in the head. We say he needs prayer. Okay.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. He is sick in the head, that he needs prayer. He's sick. A person that want to just kill somebody for nothing, something going on up there. And yes, we need to pray for them, and not just pray for him, but pray for protection for Obama and Bush, for all the leaders, because no one deserves to be killed. Just because you don't like somebody, whether it's color, whatever the agenda is, you have no right to take nobody out because they don't belong to you. So we have to pray for protection of everybody, and for those who are out there who do feel that way, that want to kill somebody, we pray for them too, that God remove that out of their hearts. Because, you know, I get tired of reading about, you know, people getting killed and killing people. I'm getting sick of this. And, you know, this is when it's time for the saints to really start fasting and praying and come together in prayer. You know, prayer of the righteous avails much. So we have to come together and stop playing and get on our knees and start crying out to God for him to move on our behalf, because this is, like, really getting out of hand.
That's true. Lisa, my other question to you is, I know that we were talking about, you know, the Obama and the Bush thing, and you talking about that he needs prayer. And I know some people who are listening probably saying, oh, they're talking all this religious stuff, but it's true, he needs prayer. But my question is to you is, did you ever think about you were going to be an evangelist?
Yes. Well, the Lord, he spoke that to me. I ran from it for a while because I was afraid. Mm-hmm. I was the type of person, like when I was in school, elementary school, I was afraid to speak in front of people. That was my downfall, the stumbling block that was in my way, that I had to overcome that fear of speaking. And because I used to stand in front of classroom where the teacher would have us make up stories out of the words and make stories up. And I used to stand, when he had to call me, I used to stand in front of classroom and just laugh, you know, because I was so scared, so nervous to speak in front of people that I would just freeze up. But I had to overcome that fear because it wasn't getting me anywhere.
That's true. Hey, Lisa.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to talk about too much of bad things on the radio because, you know, there's a lot of shows that talk about all this downfall and all this chaos going on. Let's try to uplift somebody. Let's talk about some happy thoughts. So what I was thinking is, I did an old show before you came to Breakthrough. I did a series. It's only three parts. I'm thinking about bringing it back like an inch. And I was thinking about bringing it to you and to all the people who's listening right now. I had an episode entitled Precious Memories. And we go back into the funny things that happened in our lives, and I ask the questions and see, can the guests go back and reminisce? So I'm going to start it off, and then I'm going to let you follow up, all right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, what was your most embarrassing thing you ever done when you was a child and that you was embarrassed that let your parents know what you done?
Embarrassing.
How you doing?
What have I done that was embarrassing? Nothing really.
And y'all think too. Go on.
What was bad? I know something that was, well, it wasn't like so much embarrassing, but it was something I did. I felt stupid. It ain't like nothing major, but I'm quite sure people get a laugh out of it. It's, you know how when the freezer, my brother, he was like, I dare you to put your lip on the freezer, right? And,
uh-oh,
you know,
uh-oh,
not knowing that my doggone lip was going to stick to the freezer. So I did it, and my lid was stuck to the freezer, and I couldn't get it off.
Oh, my.
I couldn't get it off, so I'm sitting there crying for help, like, ooh, like, how? And they standing there laughing, and then my mother came, and so then I kind of snatched it. Yeah, did the wrong thing and snatched it off and put this kid on my lid. So I had to go tell my mother. I was like, oh, you know, she laid me out. And I was like, I don't go in there. She's like, what's wrong with you? I said, because I put me, like, don't you know you wouldn't be in there? She's like, you going to listen to him?
Oh, my golly, Jimmy. Then at least they have an ice pop, ladies and gentlemen. She had lip pop. Ladies and gentlemen.
It was stuck there for a minute. They would just, they wouldn't help me. They just sitting there laughing. And then I snatched it off because I didn't want my mother to know that I did something that stupid.
Oh, my God.
And then she said,
let me tell you
mine.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is my story. Now, you can laugh if you want, but hey, now, when I was a kid, I'm going to have to you know what? I don't think I better tell that story. I'm going to tell the embarrassing thing I did in high school, okay, y'all? Because the other story is a little bit too grungy, and I don't want to be nasty on the radio, ladies and gentlemen, but I'll just give you a hint. It was a string around somewhere where it don't belong, and I almost lost something, and I had to go to the hospital and get the string cut off that area.
This is terrifying.
Shut up, Lisa. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you kind of get the drift now. It was a string around the wrong area. Luckily, shut up, Lisa. Luckily,
okay.
A friend of mine told my mama what I'd done, and I had to go to the doctor to get the string cut off the wrong area, and I almost lost what's in that area. But thank God that my area is still here for today.
Now, I'm not going to laugh.
That's funny. I already told the story. I went around it, right? Yeah, you laughing. Everybody else laughed when I told that story. Mouth just dropped open. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I told my pastor too, and his mouth flopped open.
Now, what made you think to do something like that?
I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I guess I was bored, okay? All right. I'm going to go for two more, because we ain't going to make this long. But the next question is, do you remember the first person you kissed? Oh, see, that's what I like, y'all. When they start going, And Lisa probably is saying...
Other than my mother, yeah.
I ain't talking about your mama. Don't even try to wiggle out.
The first person I kissed? Yeah, my kid's father. That was the first
person. All right, see, Lisa, she's being realistic now. All right, I ain't going to get into all that, you know, other things, but that's just one of the no's. Okay.
Yeah, that was the first person. When you talk about kiss, yeah, other than my mother, yeah.
Okay. When you're talking about kissing my mom and brothers. All right. Now, the first person I ever kissed y'all, woo, shove it a most, y'all, hamasa. Ladies and gentlemen, it was my first love. Her name was Andrea Wills, and my goodness, it was like two fishes. You know how fishes just kiss? That's all it was, y'all, but it meant something to me, y'all. It meant something to me. Shut up, Lisa. It was at the age of 19. Y'all pray for Lisa, okay? It was at the age of 19, ladies and gentlemen, I had my first actual kiss from a woman. All right? I was 19. I know everybody like, wow, that's a long time. Sometimes good things come to those who wait, so. Anyway, we ain't going to get into all that.
They come and go.
At least my lips wasn't attached to the freezer.
No, I have to tell you that, because you're going to be bothering me every time you see
me. That's right. Lip Pop. I'm going to call you Lip Pop. All right. My last one, I'm going to do one more. If y'all want more of this, hey, y'all want to come on to the television show and talk about your precious memories, you know, y'all welcome to give me a call. I'll give y'all my information later, but I could talk, y'all. And I'm having a good time with Lisa. Once again, you're listening to the Big D Zone, where your host is really Big D, but Big D ain't here. So he's out in the Twilight Zone somewhere. So tonight we're going to have a breakthrough experience. And I'm your host, Tyrone Jackson. And only one thing I want to know, how's you doing?
How you going?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you seen Norbit, right?
Mm-hmm. Give a shout out
right.
to Big D. Give a shout
That's
out
right.
to Big
shout
D.
Shout out to Big D. Big D, you know, Big D's in the Twilight Zone, y'all. He's in the Twilight Zone right now. So pray for the brother.
But can I say one thing? Remember the,
sure.
the skit we was doing yesterday? Is this the skit?
You think what do you mean
skit?
By that?
Remember the skit
when
we were saying we taking over.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I'm like, well, where Big D at?
Oh, well, I guess this is the skit. Y'all got to understand that. We did a skit on the show. I played this character. The whole skit is I'm watching television, ladies and gentlemen, and I fall asleep after watching TV. And then all of a sudden I go into this dream where I play this character called Sugar Daddy, and he's supposed to be coming on into my dream, and he wanted to take over the whole show. And Lisa is down with Sugar Daddy. She didn't want to be with Tyrone Jackson, so she really wanted to take over. So she found somebody who was just as crazy enough as she was, and they wanted to take over the whole show. And finally, you know, I wake up and I realize it was just a dream, y'all. And look at Lisa just laughing. You see that, y'all? She needs prayer. Anyway, the last question, Lisa, is what was your favorite television show? And what year? Uh-huh. We're going to find out how old she is, ladies and gentlemen.
You're trying to make me go way back. What was my favorite television show? Oh, Jesus.
Come on, baby. Talk to me.
Good Times. Sitcom, Good Times.
Woo!
Good Times.
No, I didn't ask you to sing, Lisa. I asked you, what was your favorite show? Ladies and gentlemen, see, Lisa goes out of hand. You ask her a question, and she wants to take it to the next level. See what I mean with her taking it to the next level? Oh, my God. If y'all could just listen to her, y'all. Anyway, my favorite television show of all time, I had so many, but I'm going to hit one. And don't y'all laugh at me. All you guys, don't laugh at me, all right?
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, ain't no Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, okay? Have you had your Scooby snacks?
Yeah.
How you doing? All right. Anyway, I loved Wonder Woman.
I loved
that show. Especially when she went in that corner, y'all, took off them glasses, and she spinned around and that big old light bulb's up. And all of a sudden, she became Wonder Woman. I wish I had a Wonder Woman in my life now. Woo! Some of them shots.
What's the other one? Bionic Woman.
Oh, look at that. You see that, y'all? Now she just want to go. See what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? Listen to her. She's taking it to another level. I told her one, and she's going to two. Go ahead, Bionic Woman, right?
That's how we do.
Well, let me tell you my other one. Since you went there, how about this one? Da 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 ba ba da ba. The
18. Oh.
Y'all remember the 18?
Mr. T.
Yeah, look at Lisa. She got quiet, y'all. She got quiet when the real men took over television.
No, I was trying to, you kind of lost me with the tune.
I thought you were going to say Rocky or something. Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, didn't sound like Rocky to you people. It was a dun, the first part. Oh my God. She needs Jesus, y'all. She needs prayer. Lisa needs prayer, y'all. Set her up for anointing. Take her up to the altar. Those who don't understand what being a Christian is about, we have a thing called the altar where you take a person up for prayer, and sometimes we pray over them with the oil. So please bring your oil, not the crystal oil, y'all. All right, Lisa, we had fun doing the remnants. I always love doing my joke. And I don't care what people say about me, I'm going to do my joke anyway. I don't know. Lisa got a joke, but ladies and gentlemen, I want to share this one with you. Are you ready, Lisa?
Yes.
Are you ready for the slobber knocker of the day?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the slobber knocker joke of the day. See, I make my own sound effects, y'all. I've been listening too much of Michael Bay's and then the Wake Up Club. All right. This is mine. Hello? Mm-hmm. Are you there, Lisa?
Yes.
All right. Get ready to laugh, baby. Get ready to laugh. Okay. And y'all get ready to laugh, too. Lisa knows it's funny. She knows it's funny. Anyway, I had a dream one night that Dr. Martin Luther King was alive. And y'all, everybody in my town was so happy and so excited just to see Dr. King. Oh, my God, it's Dr. King. So people just started running all around Dr. King. Dr. King was giving out autographs and shaking hands and smiling. He said, hey, God bless you. Thank you so much. So Dr. King started saying that he was hungry. So we were like, yeah, Dr. King, there's a KFC right across the street. So Dr. King said, oh, thank you, thank you. So Dr. King went across the street to KFC. Everybody was so excited to see Dr. King, y'all. So everybody let him cut in line. Yeah, Dr. King, Dr. King, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. So finally he gets up to the front. He said, thank you, God bless you, God bless you. So he said to the lady, he said, Dr. King, what would you like to order? She was so excited. So Dr. King looked at the menu. He hesitated a little bit. And he said, if I had a wing. Anybody thought that was funny?
Mm-hmm.
I hope y'all laughing out there.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Can somebody?
Nobody
laughs. Can somebody get him some water? Cause he got a dry.
<Ooh.
laughs> He's a little dry. Get some water. Matter of fact, get a bucket of water and just pour it all on him.
Sound like I need some water, right, ladies and gentlemen? I'm kind of dry. All right, y'all. All right. I know what my story. That was funny. All right. That's
water.
All right. It's all good, y'all.
Hold them down. Somebody get the water hose. Hold them down.
It's original. It's original, y'all. It's original. It's original. It's original. So how's you doing? All right, y'all. Once again, before we get into Lisa's corny joke, mine was good.
I don't have no joke.
Ladies and gentlemen, anybody who puts their lips on the freezer, it's funny. It's funny. I'm going to call her Freeze Lip Pop. That's what I'm going to call her. Heck with red now. I'm going to call her Freeze Lip Pop. I'm going to say, did you freeze your lips today? Yeah.
And don't nobody go try that. But do not
please
go try.
Don't try it, y'all. Please don't try it, y'all, because you might not be fortunate enough to get your lips off.
Do not
ooh, Lisa,
try that.
How did that feel anyway? Ow!
It hurt it because I had to snatch it off because nobody wouldn't help me. And I was trying to put the spit out of my mouth to try to wet it because nobody wouldn't help me. So I ended up snatching it off and then pulling the skin out.
Somebody should have put some hot water on them lips. Maybe it would have melted all.
They had to worry about me doing that no more.
No, I bet you won't do it no more. Anyway, y'all, you're listening to the Big D Zone, where your host is really Big D, but Big D couldn't be with us today, so he's in a Twilight Zone. I'm really his co-host, but today I'm your host, Tyrone Jackson, and tonight we're going to say not the Big D Zone, we're going to say this is the Breakthrough Experience. Woo! Sorry, Big D, we have to take over your show. Well, we love you, man. No, seriously, y'all, we love Big D. Big D Radio just now begun. I hope y'all enjoyed Big D Radio. If y'all want more information about Big D, you could go to www.bigdradio.com. I'm about to say Big D Gremlin. That is www.bigdradio.com. All right, y'all. Boy, I sound like my own commercials and everything. I'm phenomenal. That word phenomenal, oh my God. Can we have another word? You ever seen The Little Rascals?
Yeah.
When the guy was saying, can you say any other word? And only he could say, remarkable. Y'all remember that? You remember that, Lisa?
Yes. That's what Rich was saying. He said, I got to use another word. I'm weighing that out.
Phenomenal. Say phenomenal. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all, I'm telling you, once again, this is my co-host on Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough, Lisa Kristen. And Lisa, I want you to share what you shared with me when I met you. I want you to do this on the show. We're going to turn into a skit. But I want you to talk about the guys who's always wearing their pants hanging off their booty.
Oh, put your pants up. Yeah, pull your pants up, yeah. Pull your pants up, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, pull your pants up. So I'm about to write a song.
You better put that together. Because we're going to turn that into a skit. And I'll play the guy with my pants hanging down. And I'll make sure I get me some funny-looking drawers to put on. We got to do that.
Yeah, that's my poetry.
And the whole idea of the skit, y'all, is we're going to have to tell. The skit is respect yourself. Men, please respect yourself.
Yeah.
Pull your pants up.
All
right? You don't have to have your pants down to be cool. Okay? No one wants to see the crack of your hiney. No one wants to see what kind of drawers you got on. Because I know I sure don't, and I don't want nobody to see what kind of underwear I got on. So please, respect yourself and respect the ladies. And most of all, just respect yourself. All right? But I know a lot of guys, they ain't going to want to hear. They're going to be like, yo, that's a style. I don't give a what he say. So that's
put
y'all
your
thing.
Pants
that's what
up, yeah. Pull your pants up. Yeah. Hey, you over there, sitting in a chair. Hey, you over there, against the wall. Hey, you over there, about to take a great fall. Pull your pants up, yeah. Pull your pants up, yeah.
I had enough. Put your pants up. See, that's another lie. I had enough. Put your pants up.
I'm tired and looking at the drawers. Pull your pants up. Buying them two sizes too big. Now they fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they
Lisa,
but we'll leave that alone
because we don't want to offend nobody. They may get a little bit mad at us. They may want to try to come and get us.
We love it. I love them though.
I love them too.
But I know your
sons wear it like that, right?
Yes, and I tell them too. Put your pants up. They get mad. Sometimes they pull them up. Even the people that be walking down the street, I be looking out the window. Excuse me, put your pants up. They be like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. And they pull them up.
You know what?
They'll smile at me. They be like, where she at? And they pull them up. They're like, I'm sorry, my bad. Yeah,
all right, y'all. So all you guys who got their pants hanging down, listen to this. Pull your pants up. All right.
They're going to like my song.
They're going to like it because we're going to make it to the
stage. They can come sing.
We're going to do this. That's right. Pull your pants up. Put them up.
You know
what? Make
them
pull them up. Put a fire against their behind. They pull their pants up.
I don't see how they comfortable with wearing them like that. I don't know.
I don't know. All right, Lisa. Let's talk a little bit about your book. I know you have a book out, right?
Yeah. Well, it's coming out.
I never really touched on your book. All right, well, let's talk about what's coming out on your book. Is it about your lips getting stuck to the freezer or what? I don't know.
Nah. It's not about that. Oh. It's about some more serious stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us a little taste.
It's about, I'm going to just give you the titles of them. One title is about why, it's more of, I just put it like this. The people was crying out. Well, this never. I wrote this book for God because the people, African Americans, and people was crying out to God. He said he heard their prayers, so he told me to write this book to give them an answer. And people want to know what, like African Americans want to know why they would struggle so much and why slavery. And so God had an answer for them. So it touches on that, the pain and why, where did it start from? Why all this racism, where did it start from? And it goes all the way back from the Bible days. So I had to go all the way back. So you know this took a long time because I had to research and I was studying, I had to fast pray. And it felt like the world was on my shoulders. The weight of them, how Jesus had to carry the cross, the sins of the world on his shoulders. That's what it felt like. So I know what he felt like because it was like the weight of the world on my shoulders. And now I'd be sitting there in pain, like just having all this in me. And have to put it in this book and explain it to people to give people understanding of why this and why this and why that and why the world is this way and a solution. Not my solution, but the way God says it. And we will have no peace until we return back to God. And that's what this is about. And this is what God told me to tell the world, the people. It says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And this is why we're going through what we're going through, because all the nations turned against from God. Until we turn back to him, we will have no peace. Our land will not be healed until we return our hearts back to God, because it's not about man. It's not about woman. It's not about what we want, because it ain't about us. It's about what God wants. And we keep forgetting that. Everybody want to throw God out of stuff and forget that he is the source to all answers. We want our land healed, then that's what we have to do. And then it talks about training up a child and what's going on with the kids and how God said do it and the answer that he gives, because we run around act like we don't know what to do. Kids going wild, the world going crazy, everybody going crazy. It's like God said somebody got to hold on. So I'm holding on to give people understanding. So he'll put me through certain things just so I can see. You know how sometimes people are visual? So in order for me to give them understanding, I had to go through it. So I had to go through some stuff. It wasn't easy, but I did this for the people when he said, would you lay down your life for your brother or sister to give them understanding? Like Jesus laid down his life for us to save us. So that's the same thing he called me to. He said, would you lay down your life to bring understanding to the world so we can have peace, not just on earth, but in our spirit, in our soul, as to where we can get along with each other, because God is sick and tired of us fighting with each other and stop all this black and white, what's wrong. And God is sick of this, and so am I. I'm sick of the black-white thing, you know, I'm sick of it. It's like free your mind, and the rest will follow. Be colorblind, don't be shadow. It's time to put all this ignorance, it's time to get rid of it. And God said he wants his people to come together in unity, in love, joy, respect, and peace, you know, but we can't do that because we have no understanding of nothing. We blaming this person for that, that person for this, and they did this, they did that, and we really don't understand what's going on. So God said, bring the people, give the people his understanding, not my understanding, but his understanding, and how to put Satan under your feet, how to have victory, solutions to the world, and what's wrong with the church, because it starts with the church. You know, the
You know what? I had a poem, and it's still here, and I still got the track to it, and it's called What's Up With the Church.
Yeah.
And it talks about the different things.
Yeah. So if we don't get it together, then how can we bring light to the world?
And we are still in darkness.
Yeah, exactly. So God said, we need to get it together. He said, we got to get it together. So he going to, you see, because the Bible said judgment starts in the house of God. So that's where God going first, to the church.
Give it back.
And we better get it together.
That's right. If we don't get it together, then the world can't get no better.
That's
but we got to start it off with ourselves first.
Exactly. Exactly.
Lisa, so, you see why God got us connected? Girl, you know you know.
All the world needs is love. What's that, what is her name? Dionne Warwick song, All the World Needs is Love.
Don't start singing, Lisa. Thank you, baby. Thank you. All right. Now, what got me, Lisa? I thank you for sharing that with us. Y'all, please, please get Lisa book. Lisa, hurry up. Give your information before we run out of time. Give your information.
You can reach me at themessenger38@yahoo.com. The Messenger, themessenger38 @yahoo.com.
Get that one more time, baby, because sometimes people can't catch up a little, you know, fast enough. Go on. Say that one more time.
The Messenger 38 at yahoo.com. That's themessenger38 at yahoo.com.
Yahoo! All right, Lisa, baby, thank you for sharing that. Now, I told you that I get the Metro every morning when I go to work. They be giving out this Metro paper, and it's free. Thank God it's free. And sometimes you find a lot of interesting things in here. And what I find interesting in here is a killer gets life and pizza and plea deal. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I heard this on a Michael Bazin show, and now I'm just reading it for myself. Killer gets life and pizza, y'all, and plea deal. It says Portland, I think it's Portland, R-O-R-E. What's that, Lisa?
Huh?
What's Portland, O-R-E? You have an idea what O-R-E is? I know it's an abbreviation for something. Oh, well, Lisa, this is bad as I am. It says a New York man, who plead guilty to murder in Oregon, is right here in my face, duh, in exchange for buckets of fried chicken. Do you hear that, Lisa? I'm gonna finish reading it, and I want to know what your comments is. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me read it again. A New York man who plead guilty to murder in Oregon in exchange of buckets of fried chicken will get calzones and pizza to go with his life sentence. Mr. Drewham, 33, of New York, admitted last month that he fatally shot Adam Klebreff, 39, of Greenham in June 2006. Drewham has ordered an 18,000 truck from an Oregon company. He later changed his mind on the virtue, but the company wouldn't provide a refund. The would-be ice cream man came to Oregon and killed Kaber, a former employee of the company, while looking for his owner, authorities say. Drewman agreed to plead guilty to murder, but only if he could get a break from jail food.
Mm. And they gave that to him? They gave that to him?
I think so.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Buckets of fried chicken and pizza? Because all that, because he don't want to go and eat the jail food.
Man,
you did the time. You did the crime. Now do the time.
Exactly.
Now eat the food.
Exactly.
Huh? Like if I go to jail, you think they're going to give me an oxtail and
exactly.
some string beans and cornbread and lemonade?
This ain't Burger King having your way, right?
Oh, you know man. What is this guy? He might just go to Burger King, y'all. Have it his way. Oh my God! Look, y'all. If y'all are interested about being on Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough along with me and Sister Lisa Kristen, see how we connect, y'all. We just flow. We haven't practiced or rehearsed this. Look, if y'all are interested about being on the show, you want to share your ideas or your talents, or if you want to put your lips on the freezer, hey,
don't
look,
do that.
you can call me at 862-755-6957 or 973-375-6503. And Lisa, baby, you got to hook me up with a Yahoo. I got to get some kind of email or some website, y'all. But if you want more information about Breakthrough and you don't have a telephone and it's disconnected, well, go to www.bigdradio.com. That's www.bigdradio.com. And we're getting ready for the Gospel Train Part 2. And we also want to let you know about the Fellowship Empowerment Center, where at my church is located at 682 Park Avenue in the city of East Orange, where the Reverend Peter Winstead is the pastor. And we have plays and a whole lot of different events. I could go on and on and on, but I don't have the paper in front of my face, so shame on me, y'all, but please, please call me if you want to know what's going on down there. That's how we got Lisa involved. Lisa came down to one of the plays, and then all of a sudden we got her hooked. It's like a drug, y'all, but it's a good drug. Ain't that right, Lisa?
Yes. Yes, it is.
We got the girl hooked. The girl became a Fellowship Empowerment Center addict. That's how they caught me. They caught me doing poetry night. So they caught her doing the play night. There's always something there to catch your attention, to draw you in. Ain't that right, Lisa?
Yes. Yes.
That's right. And Lisa gonna put her lips on the freezer. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think time is about running out. I'm getting tired. I know Lisa's probably tired. Probably know y'all guys are tired. But I want to give you today's encouraging word, all right? Today's encouraging word is worrying is a sin. But if you have faith, how you doing? You will win. Lisa, what do you feel about that?
I have, can I give an encouraging word?
Yeah, make it
my
quick.
Encouraging word is yeah, don't do that. Put your lips to good use, and that's speaking things into existence, your future into existence. That's what you do with your lips. My encouraging word to all is don't compromise your uniqueness just to fit in with others. You know, trying to find acceptance from other people that you be out there doing anything. You know. Doing wrong things just to fit in with people, but you don't have. It's okay to be different. You know, be unique. Be you. Be who God created you to be. That you don't have to change for anybody. You just find people who will accept you for who you are. You know, and that's the play that I'm in. I want somebody to love me for me. You know, for people who see your worth or who know your worth. And if it don't fit, then you must acquit. Don't try to force yourself to fit in somewhere that God don't want you to fit in. So it's okay to be different. And that's my
encouragement
word to the people.
All right, Lisa. Well, Lisa, I'd like to thank you so much for coming on the Big D Zone, and thank y'all for listening to the Big D Zone, or, as we say, listening for tonight only, the Breakthrough Experience. We'd like to thank y'all so much for listening in, and we hopefully that we are hear from you next time right here on the Big D Zone. And it's only for one thing for y'all to do. Turn off your computer sets. Good night.
Good night. Is that it? Hello? Hello?